With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A federal judge has sided with the town of Lac des Flambeaux and some homeowners in the case regarding road easements. Judge William Conley issued a summary statement this week. This is the case involving four sections of town road that cross over tribal land. The United States government, on behalf of the Lac des Flambeaux tribe, sued the town, saying the easements for those road sections had expired. The roads have been maintained by the town for years and give access to private homes within the reservation that belong to non-tribal members. The tribe wanted millions of dollars in compensation for past trespasses and future easements. The town paid $600,000 to the tribe to keep the roads open as they worked toward a permanent solution before it was unable to afford paying the monthly fees. This week, the court declared that the homeowners hold valid, enforceable easements. On top of that, the judge said the roads must remain open for public use as long as they are listed on the National Tribal Transportation Inventory, and that the effort recently to remove them from that list was unlawful and is now void. There will be a status conference next month before the entry of the final judgment. WXPR reached out to the Lac des Flambeaux tribe for comment. The public relations director said the decision is, quote, extremely disappointing, as we have been fighting this fight for many years and we do not plan on giving up the fight. We are weighing our options and remain dedicated to fighting for our treaty rights. WXPR also reached out to the town of Lac des Flambeaux's lawyer, but did not get an immediate response. Community members gathered at Hodag Park in Rhinelander Wednesday for the groundbreaking of a new splash pad. WXPR's Katie Thorson attended the ceremony.
Thank you, everyone.
Community members, Rhinelander city officials, and major donors of the splash pad project celebrated the start of construction Wednesday. 8-year-olds Braylee and Connor were the youngest two holding golden shovels for the ceremonial groundbreaking. As excited as they were to be part of the ceremony,
it was fun.
They're even more excited for the splash pad.
Have you seen the plans for this one?
Yeah, it's in my dad's back of his truck.
Okay. How does it look to you?
It looks really cool.
Really cool.
The idea for a splash pad was started by the Rhinelander Lions Club a few years ago before the Rhinelander Kiwanis Club ended up taking the lead. Member Brandon Caraba spearheaded the project, working with firms to create plans for the splash pad and future playground rebuild. He also worked with the city of Rhinelander and donors to make the idea a reality. Caraba got emotional sharing the history of the project with the crowd and all that it took to get to this moment.
Kids are just forced to grow up so quickly, and so for a project like this to allow kids to be kids and just have fun, and so when a community comes together so quickly with this, I couldn't help but get emotional at that point.
Kiwanis started fundraising for the splash pad and playground in the spring of 2024. It's raised more than $900,000 of its $1.6 million goal that's allowed them to start construction on the splash pad now. Caraba believes the splash pad and playground is just one part of the growth Rhinelander has been experiencing and what he expects will keep coming to the city.
We're clearly seeing between the hotels coming in, the restaurants coming in, things like that, the softball tournaments, the baseball tournaments, the dome. I mean, all of those things, as the community grows, that means families are going to grow. And so we need something for that family piece. We can't have our restaurants and our stores without family.
Construction of the splash pad is expected to take 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the weather. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
Kiwanis is still raising funds to build the playground. We have information on how to contribute at WXPR.org. They hope to start building it next year. An 18-year-old inmate has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for his role in the death of a counselor at Lincoln Hills Juvenile Prison in Lincoln County. Ryan Nyblom pleaded guilty in April to 2 counts of being a party to the crime of battery by a prisoner. The original charge of felony murder was reduced as part of a plea deal. Counselor Corey Pruhl died in June of 2024 after falling to the pavement after being hit in the head by an inmate. Another inmate has been charged with killing Pruhl. Nyblom was accused of providing the other inmate with soap he used to splash at a different guard, which eventually led to that confrontation. Residents in Weston could see an added fire protection fee on their tax bill in the future. Safer Fire Chief Josh Fink says levy funding for the department, which is shared by Weston and Rib Mountain, just hasn't kept up with needs.
We have certain vendors that we work with that have mandatory minimum price increases every year, and those are things that we have no way of getting around them. So our budget does it just gets bigger every year, unfortunately, even without gaining anything. Just to stay status quo, our budget gets bigger every year.
For now, the fee would just apply to Weston residents, although the idea has come up in Rib Mountain, too.
Each community can fund the district however they want to, whether it's through tax levy, fire fee, or a combination of both. Right now, the village of Rib Mountain is choosing to continue to just use their tax levy. They are also discussing the fire fee, but are not instituting anything at this time.
The fee would be based on a building's square footage. Different rates would apply for tax-exempt structures, warehouses, and even the village municipal center itself. The Weston Village Board would need to approve the fee before it could be implemented. Nearly 34,000 high school seniors from 467 schools across Wisconsin received admission offers from the Universities of Wisconsin. It comes under the second year of Direct Admit Wisconsin. The program allows qualified high school students from participating schools to automatically be admitted to UW schools without having to submit an application. Students must choose to participate in the program and are admitted based on their grades and coursework after completion of their junior year. This year's numbers were an increase of 155 schools and at least 9,000 students compared to 2024. All UW universities except UW-Eau Claire, UW-La Crosse, and UW-Madison participate in Direct Admit Wisconsin. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.